Just give you a short background why we have this meeting, and then, Lalit, we might enter into more details. Basic reason why we are calling this meeting is that a couple of months ago, we were proposed to apply for a grant to the Planning Commission for various infrastructure and amenity in Auroville. We have applied through the working committee for a grant of 15 crore. We don't know if it will succeed or not. That is also in the future, and if money that if come, maybe will come the next financial year. But in this grant, we have included an amount of 3 to 4 crore for road development. Although it might be a work which does not lead to anything because the grant might not be approved, but we decided and thought that it would be good to start a community interaction how we are going to spend and invest into road development in Auroville, because in case grant come and is approved by the government, then there are timing to respect, deadline, and we prefer to have the community work done before so that all operation can be implemented after an internal process of the community. Otherwise, we'll have situation where, especially when it is towards the end of the year, there are quite often possibility to hook on some budget and some balance, and then there is a need to proceed in the area. So in a way, we are trying to anticipate the timing of a request to take a few months to go through a community process regarding this aspect of the road, and then maybe it might lead nowhere, but it might be, in any case, a useful exercise because we have lower budget, in any case, to use. Last year, it was the first time that L'Avenir used could access a budget for infrastructure. It was spending the largest section for the housing project of Joy here. And the Crown Road, we made an investment of about 40 lakh in developing a section of the Crown Road. We did other small related investment, like, for example, we invest more than 4 lakh in cycle path, and we keep setting aside a quarter for that in the future development. This year, again, we have access to a budget for government infrastructure, from government for infrastructure. We are not going to invest so much in road this year as we did last year. We are going to invest more in other areas, water, electricity. As far as road is concerned, we concentrate more in urban design. We are going to invest something like 9 lakh in urban furniture and decoration, for which we are waiting proposal, which are prepared through a participation process. We have allocated roughly an amount of 12 lakh for road, and we have to decide how to spend this before the end of the financial year, and that some detail will come later on through the presentation of Lalit. We may invest for the next financial year, 2010-2011, in any case, we are projecting that we'll receive a budget from the government grant of 50 lakh, out of which we can make plan the work for the next financial year. And in case a larger budget, a special budget is approved, these are more or less the direction that are going to be discussed. What I want to say is that are not yet proposal, are just area of work, hypothesis, area of work that L'Avenir is trying to concentrate and see how to identify the priority. We are not yet at the stage of filing and identification of the priority. We are not yet at the stage of proposals which have finalized or firmly fixed in technical details. So it's just to have some element to start an interaction on a larger community and have a feedback regarding the direction we are taking on the direction that we are taking regarding road and the priority which we have been identified, which more or less match with the need and other part. I think that I will leave Lalit scope to go into detailed presentation of each specific component, and then...
I think this works. Just to recap, this presentation has already been made, this part, but not everybody was here. Perhaps just to give an idea, what is the basic concept, what are the roads proposed in the master plan. What we have is, there are 4 access roads which have been proposed to giving access to east zone from the 2 highways. And there is a proposal of service nodes at the intersection of township as well as city boundary. This service node in a way is happening. This is something which we should be developing soon. It is the basic ingredient for that to start is here, is there. And we have, as per the master plan, a structure or the framework of roads, which has a crown road as well as outer ring road. You can also call crown road, inner ring road, outer ring road, and 12 radials. So this is the basic structure, and this support service node concept as well as access roads. So they are at the different level of even thought, preparation, possibility of implementation, and the feasibility of the same. So this is the basic.
Could you explain service node? I don't understand.
Okay, I'll just do that. I'll just highlight, complete this drawing. Service node is a concept where Auroville can have some of its hardware stores, storage godowns, and some workshops, heavy development related activities in a dedicated area. It can also act as a traffic exchange node. So the traffic from outside which is coming, actually if you see the visitor center area in a way is working as service node, but only for a part option of, say, the parking of visitors traffic. It can have many more functions. You can even have, say, your construction material go down the line if you don't want to move around so many trucks within city, or you want to regulate traffic like this. So it has that kind of concept and possibility. So that is the basic nature of concept. I mean, further detailed projects and activities can be developed within that. You already see the service node of Certitude, which is Abri. You already have Asaya Transport, Gas Bottle Go Down, Auroville Telephone Exchange. So all these services are there. So in there, typically you can again have a more of mix of software and hardware, in the sense more heavy services, facilities, road service has asked for location there. Some software could be, maybe there could be down the line a bank which can also be accessed by villagers from outside, which is because it is on a border. And some other post office may also be there. So this is a possible range of services and facilities which can be combined in something like this. It will, I think the use will evolve as society grows. This was one of the diagram which was presented, I believe now a year back, which highlighted the concentration of development. What essentially direction has been taken by Lavenir is the concentration of development in sector 1 and 2, primarily again in sector 2. And in order to support this development and create a model of compact urban development, this stretch of crown was developed or is being developed. Already we have project proposals. Library building is approved. Next to that is coming a multi-purpose building. Arca is here. This is solar kitchen. Integral health center project is quite in advanced stage in terms of, it has yet to reach us, but in terms of their design development, we have the information. It has developed quite well. So we will have soon a series of project, community projects coming here. And so this is a model which has been thought or envisioned as a compact area development for this, with the basic community facilities. These were the other circles showing where the development concentration is happening. So we went for a node area approach, not that development can be started everywhere. So we try to concentrate on a node and we see how further development can be proposed in that. Over a period of time, some water, electrical studies have also taken place, but we are not going into the detail of those things right now. This is just to give you the background. One more, one of the element which in the beginning of Lavenir, when we were trying to fix or anticipate what should be some of the physical target we should keep for our group, housing was predominantly one. Most of you will remember, as soon as Lavenir was formed, we were called by Auroville Council immediately for a meeting that address housing. This was the first task, and that led to the creation of housing projects in this area and sector too. So anyway, that was the beginning and background. We also came up with this idea. We don't have a proper marking of our boundaries, city area, even township area. Where exactly are our boundaries? where these roads are going, though we are aware there is a great discussion, debate, different views on the whole aspect of mobility, detailed mobility studies, various options. This discussion debate is there. At the same time, it was thought it is good on the ground to mark in appropriate way so that it does not lead towards any specific problem, towards that land speculation arises out of that. But at the same time, to mark it in a way so that we are aware if in the future, as and when we go through the phasing and other thing, where the roads are likely to come. With that, we had...
Can I interrupt? Just for that. You just said there are different options, and then you say road are marks. So all the options have to be marked, but only one. So I'm confused about the marking.
I will help you. I don't know how much confusion I can raise, but I'll tell you what is the next thing about this. I'm just coming to that. So, for the boundary, what we have developed now, a project for road and boundary marking, surveying and clearing. We have developed a sheet, a chart, which we are working on, which will come up with an idea, which are the roads, which are the areas where we still have many issues, please understand, with our own survey. They have to be seen together. Prashant is working on that, also on the aspect, because it falls into five different panchayat, how to put the all map together. Some work has happened. So to see from the location point of view, exactly things are properly in the place or not, that homework is still there. So the first work remains survey. Please know the sequence. Out of that, there will be then the only center line marking. What we are approaching, because all these options are also to be studied, I'll explain you what is the mobility option or proposal as a reference we are following as of now, till we developed a new one. So based on that, knowing that there is a discussion, debate and homework to be done, we follow the option of marking center line, and slowly by slowly, we highlight different roads and options which can go further either for some clearing, which can perhaps go for some paving or not. So this table is under preparation. But the main thing for this is road and boundary for the surveying, marking and clearing. This is one project on which we are working right now.
That purple nice, what is it?
This was one of the part when we were studying the crown of, the way crown has been shown in the galaxy plan and the circular one. So this is the overlap, one of the studies which we were doing. Something on this?
Yes, yes. Just a question. So you're marking your studying, surveying and marking the crown road?
We have to start that process. But we are kind of giving a pre-information how we are thinking, which will also take care of the boundaries.
And the outer ring.
Yes. Boundaries also.
So you're saying that the 12 radians that you will survey, mark and clear are based on this map.
There is some modification happening, some checking is happening.
I'm asking when you're saying, because it is not your heading on the slide, if I'm not mistaken, it says project for road, boundary, surveying, marking, clearing.
Correct.
So that means that you have already completed the study that locates where this should be on your maps, even if the maps are not matching. And it already says why and what for each road is according to the land use, density, services to be provided, activities, functions, everything. So now you're on the second stage, just surveying, marking and clearing.
As I said, we are having, this project has yet to come to our table, but...
This is the second stage.
No, what we have been discussing also on the table, otherwise I would have shown you that table fully clearly marked. We are halfway through with that, in which we are doing this exercise, in which... Knowing from wherever the outside land parcels are there, the roads which are clear, like there are some, we cannot mark there, the land which is not there.
No, Lalit, my question is not whether we own the land parcels, this and that. My question is, these roads have been planned based on some kind of study.
I'll explain you what we have been following for that reference.
You assume that we know all that, but I don't know on that, so I would like to know how you come to this.
Okay.
Just one example.
I'll just explain.
Very short example. We have here a car, and on the edge, you want to propose a road, which then goes in the next marking thing, whatever. And there are options where we don't encircle a park, but the park fades out. But if this study is done and you've decided, so we have to have this road for a certain reason, I want to have transparency, the reason, pro and cons, and then I can go with you. But otherwise, the
yes,
procedure up to now.
Present to us how
yes.
you arrive.
I'll just tell you the key purpose, as we are saying. We have not reached all the stage. We are preparing that table in which we are saying we are clearing.
You're saying this is the project.
I'll just come
how
to.
Did you arrive at this project?
I'll just show you what sequence we are following. No, I can show you. The latest study which we had, there was a Billinger concept study by Billinger in 2001. Based on that, along with Roger and other team members, this is the study which we had, our future proposal of year 2005, in which the roads were shown, their width and other right of the way which is proposed.
But how did they arrive at that? Is there a synopsis that you can show us how
they
arrived at this planting of road? Because I'm just curious about how did you arrive at this?
There is a full description. This study is there. I believe it is also with you. I can give you the soft copy of this study, the full mobility study which is there.
For the later on, we have a presentation also that has to follow what are the steps that we propose. I mean, okay, this is an information background that you have, at the end of the presentation can be made. I mean, no. At the moment, I think that...
Perhaps one information which may help for them. We have contacted Mr. Karl Heinz, which you know, he has already done some assessment of horrible traffic and transportation. He has written a paper which is already on the net, which many people liked. We are in touch with him. There's a possibility he may come. We have yet to organize the finances and formal invitation, but I talked to him over phone. He may be with us sometime between January or February. He is available. What we are approaching is one him who has experience of this type of the integrated mobility planning, plus along with one Indian consultant, which we have yet to finalize. We see with him, with both of them, and perhaps with Mr. Doshi and others, to work out further some of these things. So this perhaps answers the whole aspect of the going into the detail of the mobility aspects. Till that, what we are doing, we are only center line marking.
Location?
What we have available now.
But in the
Sorry, can we keep the discussion? Because we have various points to present. I mean, we have this project. And I think we have, I would like two things, that Lalit speak as little as possible, because we have various ideas, because we are not yet at the stage of proposal. We are trying to just share what we are working at. So I request Lalit to be as brief as possible in his presentation and highlight the point on which we are working. And then we'll go into the single issue, into the different issue afterwards. I mean, okay. That is, I would prefer to go through, and maybe Lalit can be synthetic as far as possible, so we have ample time to debate all the various points.
This is the associated table. Sorry, you can't read much, but I can. If you want, I can show you then the PDF file with this study of 2005, which highlights what is the proposed right of the way, what is the carriage way, which is the nature of traffic. This is what we are taking it as a reference study. We are clear. We are inviting expert to work on this, but for us, this is only a reference study. The last one on which also Roger gave his input, which was again based on Billinger's work. This is the reference as of now. Now, some of the stretches or the road sections or which we have identified for further exploration, both in terms of their usability and approximate cost assessment, which we needed for budgeting purpose, is this. So the completion of the remaining half part of the Crown Road, say from Arka to CSR Road, This comes to approximately 1,000 meters. And if we go for the paving of approximately 4.5 meters, this is the rate. The existing road which has been done, it has been done at the rate of 1,300 rupees per square meter. But there's a possibility which Allah has also checked and found out. He tells us it should be possible in the normal condition that perhaps in rupees, 1,000 rupees per square meter, we should be able to do the similar type of road with that kind of condition. So this gives approximately cost of 45 lakhs. So this is the level of information. So this could be one stretch in which we complete the paving of this part. Of course, we need to see in the detail where the land is not with us. There is a one more thing, the information which we have got from LCC. They are actively working to secure all the plots which are not available within city area and here. So there is an element of assumption that as and when, first of all, money comes, if we go for this priority, if we have the plots which are not there, we should be able to do it exactly like this, or maybe with some slight modification. That is one. This one? What we had also.
Basically, we have an idea that if we complete a stretch of the Crown Road till CSR, even if the Crown Road is not fully completed, with a small investment of buying a two electrical bus, we can start to have a regular service with high frequency that goes beyond Solar Kitchen, then take the existing road when it is on CSR and maybe touch up to Barat Nivas and going back to the Solar Kitchen. And it will be possible to have at peak hour with two buses, a frequency of a bus every 7-8 minutes. So that is why the reason we are giving a certain priority to this stretch. Also, it has a lot of problem in implementation in terms of surveys, so there are a lot of things to be studied still. But that is why the main reason why it is on a priority.
These radials in the residential zone, here they are shown like this, but some of them, they don't, the green color, background color has not come out well where the Auroville land. It is not exactly possible to build it fully. There are different stretches. So what they are shown here is notionally, but a cumulative length of approximately 1,000 meter out of this, wherever feasible, could be one option where pavement can be done. The paving width, we have followed in Crown 4.5 meter, but for this internal road could be even 3.5 meter, the paved part plus surrounding area. And this could be the approximate cost for this area. This is one.
I have two questions. One question is, I remember that there was actually a lot of opposition to have this Crown Road go alongside the tracé of the Crown Road, especially towards the north, towards the center, near the schools. So I would like to know where that is at. That is the first question. The second question is, I'd like to know how comes a stretch that's about four times the stretch that has just been realized would come to the same amount of money. No, it's an important question because there were a lot of questioning put about the amount of granite chips that went into the ground, which felt incredibly over the top by everybody. So I'd like to know if there has been an assessment of that made and where is that?
Because the first stretch has a width of 8 meters, and the second stretch
without paving.
But the paving, what cost was mainly for the subgrading. I mean, that is, and the second stretch has a width of 4.5. So that has a different impact. I mean, that's the reason.
Still, you have your curves, and still you have your pavers, which are not cheap. So I would like to know whether what is contemplating now is
roughly a saving of 30% to the cost that has been, a saving on 30% less per square meter of the cost that has been given to the Crown Road, and maybe Alain can provide the explanation, because that depends. There will be a different subgrading, a different level of subgrading. That is one reason. And and the lower width. I mean, there has been further research afterwards how to reduce the cost. I mean, so, but in any case, the subgrading is different. I'm correct, Alain? That is, I mean, he confirmed.
You would like to respond to any cost-related item? And I was just asking Alain for the cost-related. So this is for the cost. And regarding your first part, which you were saying opposition, I don't know which exact point was that. One of the thing was, if I remember, was youth center, I believe. That was one thing. But otherwise, what thing which we have been also following is, if you see, most of this is already there and in use with some deflections where arable land is not there. So essentially, what we said also earlier when there was a interaction and a session in the auditorium, that it is improving the condition already where we are using most of the roads. So it is not something which is dramatically, drastically being done. So the opposition, I don't know from which other angle it is coming for that particular part also.
No, because simply the fascia of the road is completely different.
Say again.
The route.
Yes.
The existing road is very different.
It is not completely different, I think, I don't know.
A stretch of it.
Yes, there is.
Very close, a stretch of it has been made exactly on the tracé of the Crown Road many, many years ago. But
true.
That stops before Calaboon. After that, it's a very different
after that, it's changed.
And after
yes.
that, it actually goes, once you pass the wiggle around
yeah.
Calaboon,
yes.
it actually goes almost straight towards transition.
No, after that, true. After Calaboon, it changed. I mean, it has to change.
The root of the Crown Road is going around, and it is actually going pretty much on the very nice cycle
See.
Path that the kids from the youth center have been making, on which I believe most people would be very sorry to see a paved road next year or the year after.
See.
So I'm just asking whether there has been a discussion, whether there has been...
I mean, Nicole, maybe you came later, but just at the beginning you said, we start a discussion today. These are ideas for which today we start
yes.
the process of discussion.
Yes.
So we are not announcing decision, we are announcing idea for proposal. It's the first step of a community direction process for discussion. You came later, but
yeah,
that
I think,
is
yeah,
how
you were
it has
late
to
because
be
he highlighted
You
that
came later, but that is how the idea on which we are working, on which we like feedback. So
there
we are just listening the idea and
should,
then we'll enter
some
into
people came
feedback.
Late. It is not a bad idea
yeah.
if you recap a bit
I've
of that.
Already recap some
no,
so
there could be a possibility
no,
of
no, but
different.
Anyway, keep everything in the spirit. Idea on which we are working, on which we in future, next few weeks, we are going to take feedback. Maybe you can proceed, Lalit, because we have quite a few proposals.
For me, the priority in roads is to not make big roads, because otherwise we get all this road traffic from the villages and we will be anyway surrounded by Pondicherry in latest in 5 years. So the whole idea for me of getting a city going is, as it was also in that email, to have small roads
mm-hmm.
and city life and bypasses for the villages and then cycles on those incoming roads which people can lend like in many European cities and cycle in Oregon and leave the bigger vehicles and motor vehicles near CSR, near Abri,
okay.
places like this. And before we didn't install this, we should make bigger roads because once the through traffic is there, it will be very difficult to get it out.
I will propose
this one.
Yeah.
Presentation and then
we start. You finish quickly, I mean, because
okay.
it's just to have to
okay.
show visually.
So I'll just basically showing you
idea.
Visually which are the other option exploration and what is their approximate cost range if we follow one option or experience which we have.
Nicole,
there,
I mean,
there could
I think
be
it's
few
better
more
if we go through all the idea and then at
I'm
the end. Unless it is really something that requires 10 second clarification.
Because actually it was difficult
yeah.
to Suhasini and Kundalf to stop it and
yeah.
hear, is there anybody, are you taking actually those concerns in consideration? I don't see anybody from our future taking notes or something. Those are serious considerations.
It's recorded. Is recorded.
It is
and
recorded.
By the way,
is
recorded.
It is recorded.
Is recorded. And by the way, is l'avenir not our future? But it's also, as I said at the beginning, is the first step in the community interaction process. So we just give a presentation of the idea and then we'll discuss the details.
Okay. The next one, this is the radial in industrial zone and the connector. You see in the green up there. I'll just show you, go through this. Another is from solar kitchen. There. Sorry?
Where is it?
I mean, this is Afsane radial. If you see that one, Afsane, it is that one. And the connector, this road goes from here towards Udyogam. This one on the right, this goes towards Udyogam. In this slide, what I am showing from solar kitchen, this is a existing road is here. You see this one? And slightly with the modified curve, this is from solar kitchen on the Deepnam road, and this is improving this what we also call internal service road towards till Mathai Mandir junction. You already have paved road till here, and this is the public gate of Mathai Mandir. So this is one. So one thing which we have not finalized, which we have to also look into, is whether we go for paved or stabilized earth option. This something like this has to be still seen. But if this is what we have mentioned, we have to see, because already there is one small stretch of 60 meter of stabilized earth which is there, and Satprem has some more homework to do. He felt it was done rather quickly, and few other things he has to either improve some quality workmanship or more time required. So these options can be seen because there is a cost element also of these. So if we follow for the paved option, this gives you a roughly tentatively idea what price range we are talking about. So that helps us also for the budgeting. Solar Kitchen Plaza, which is a part of the whole this mobility aspect as well as the budget which have been prepared. This has been in discussion for many years, most of you know. Some designs have also been prepared. There are different discussions going on. It has to be further taken up. This is one thing. We also feel, and many people in the community feel, that it is a good addition for the mobility as well as for the lively behavior of that area. Cultural zone, part of the radial. We have to be careful. We are aware that it should not speculate any behavior from which any outside party can access the road or start using that. So it's not that the connection is provided full in those areas. Next is this access road. This is the existing tar road which goes to Salankopam. This is the proposed access road towards industrial area, and this is proposed access road. We have done the survey. Most of the land is here available. There are two plots which are still not with Auroville. So it depends how fast and how well LCC moves, and if we can acquire these lands, the access can be created for industrial zone from that side. And then I believe this is the last one for this access road towards international zone. This bypass is not coming here. Bypass is somewhere here. And you have this Idiana Chavadi and Koot Road, Link Road, which village has made. This is a continuous stretch of Auroville land which is there. Buddha Garden is somewhere here. So this is one exploration to see if we take our road from here, direct link for the international zone and the service node for this. Very rough ideas, but something like this, as it mentioned here, this is also dependent on regional planning input for that area. I believe this is it for the information which has been provided in. This is the information which was also given in the news, am I right? About the possible options, something was also given in the news. Yes. What we are exploring.
It was given in the news as a list, not as a map. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Lalit, thank you for your ideas. What I would like in the questions is, first we have some clarification questions if things are not clear, and then we can go to the more principal questions. Nicole.
I have two questions.
Everything is recorded, and we want to make a report of this, so it's better that.
Prashant, can you help with the passing on the mic or something?
So one question I have is regarding this radial in the north. in the zone which is the commercial, I mean the industrial zone up there. Mm? So this one is now entirely on Orville land,
no.
What's shown in green?
No.
So both the stretch that is shown in red, that is the access to the road, this one is actually not...
This is almost all in Auroville land. Hmm. There are some pieces which are missing here. Huh. So what I have also mentioned in most of the calculation, approximately a kind of a cumulative total length, which we consider as of now could be feasible. Just to give an idea, what is feasible? Because there are two plots which are not here available with Auroville.
Because it's a long time we are talking about finally having an access for the lorries through this zone. Because till now, I mean, all the very heavy lorries of CSR do come down in front of visitor center, and we would really like one day to see this happen. Because most of the construction site that happen in Orville, you know, the lorries actually pass in front of visitor center. The other question that I have is regarding the access road to the international zone, which you said was now entirely on Orville land?
Most of it, not
most
fully.
Most of it, okay.
Not fully. There are some pieces which are, but okay. Most of it, if you see the continuous stretch in this whole area, and if you evaluate the possibility from this side, this seems to be most preferable option. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, either we had in the master plan that alignment, say the when you make the first access road proposal, say the theoretical alignment was going somewhere here.
Yes.
Over a period of time, this has come up, bypass has come up.
Hmm.
So most of the Auroville traffic will also go on bypass. So if you re-study those things, the possibility, this emerges as more sensible option.
Then my third question is regarding the stretch of radial that goes from the visitor center to Bharat Nivas, which does not seem to have been considered.
I missed out, sorry. I missed that out. It is also part of the list. This I missed out.
It is.
Good that you reminded, yeah. It is there.
Okay.
From this one.
Yeah.
This one.
Yeah.
It is there.
Okay, very good. And then there is basically the stretch that goes from the gate of Bharat Nivas and Secretary to the crossing of Savitri Bhavan, which is not a radial road, but which is a road that is very much traveled. And is that going to be paved, as pavers are the best option for roads that you can make paka and then remove afterwards?
Actually, we started one discussion about, we have to see, we have not concluded this, but we had some of the internal reflection mm-hmm. of perhaps some temporary improvement, some of the non-master plan roads,
mm-hmm.
where we are using existing, and mm-hmm. there is a good possibility that it may make sense to keep on using some of them till other factors are taken into account. Something like that may fall in that category. So mm-hmm. there is a one category in which we are reflecting about this. So.
Because this road is a good candidate for it, as it is entirely an Orville road.
Yeah, one idea we have is the largest part of the road can through a certain percentage will be allocated for, let's say, low-cost maintenance of improvement of roads which are not master planned and which mm-hmm. are supposed to be used for a certain time.
Okay, yeah. Very good. Thank you.
Lady.
Lalit, one is not allowed to ask for explanation then.
Yeah, of course.
Because there's a big difference between clarification and explanation.
But I asked for because if we don't understand what he is saying.
I don't understand anything, so that's why I want an explanation more than a clarification.
Yeah, but do the whole presentation twice is something.
No, I'm not. I'm a bit lost here because I would like just. Yes, that's the problem. That's, you know, I mean, I would like Lalit, indulge me, as a naive, mentally challenged person, explain to me, just taking one road, take the road which is in top of the sector one of the residential zone, next to the green corridor, explain to me how you come to the location, how you came to the prioritization, and how you come to the factor that this has been identified for being budgeted, marking and everything, while the whole traffic and transport study is still open because you're still appointing consultants. So just tell me, how did you arrive at this location, road bit, carriageway, and prioritization?
Since the beginning of master plan, which was prepared, and also right from the 1968 plan, there are studies, not studies, but the mention of the 12 radial roads which are there. They are there. One of the reasons which was also explained was it represents mother symbol. This is there. Representation of mother symbol of the in the road pattern. And there are some other, even in the previous plan, which was there.
Have you seen anywhere in the three reports, the three reports that are there in... There's the first report that was done for the Ford Foundation. There's nothing written about the mother symbol of the road pattern. Then the report that was done to justify against Vernon Newcombe, there was no justification of mother symbol for the road pattern when he came up with the five sectors. And in the First Man report in 1973, there's still no justification of mother symbol. So where does the mother symbol come from in this?
At the time of making of the master plan, which was prepared in 1999, and perhaps most of you were there. I was rather new that time and had not even joined Auroville. The concept of 12 radial roads was there. This is what I know. And I believe it is based on the representation of mother symbol. And looking at also, if you also look at the galaxy plan, which has been explained, and as far as mention of this thing is concerned, the mobility report of 2005, which is prepared by or a feature under the guidance and suggestion by Roger.
But if the mother symbol is the basis of the traffic and transport layout with this road pattern, then why are we saying that this is under study and that we're going to have consultants and this is just the first meeting?
I can explain.
And that we will, it's all under discussion and everything. Because then the mother symbol is not a debatable thing. It's 12 equal sectors with 12 equally spaced roads. I mean, I have seen a symbol with straight lines. Okay, but you can twist it if you want. But so then why are we even sitting in this room? The symbol is to be taken for granted. She gave a symbol, that's it. Why do we need consultants and spend money on it?
How I see the evolution of most of these things is over a period of time. This may be only one of the sectors of the life here where different things have evolved over a period of time. So since beginning, whenever we have seen also in the master plan, there were 12 roads. When we went more into the deeper aspect, which was explained, so this is all the material which has been available, which is available for now, and now we are going with this available material, which is there. There is nothing to, I would say, hide. This is the map which have been coming right from even 1968 in the master plan map, and even further. This is the basic which have been taken, and we had a discussion with also the team which has prepared 2005 mobility study, which has, I would say, good input as well as approval of Roger, in which they also found out the pattern of, based on, say, mother symbol, the pattern where in the galaxy plan, a structure or a framework like this can fit. So this is something which I would say, some of the given things, some of the available resource material which is available with us now. From here, now we are going towards the expert, and we see how much of them, what size, what width, what phasing, what possibility, what changes are required.
If the expert comes into the picture and says that this road that I asked you an explanation for says this does not actually fit the land use and let's drop that road, then what happens to the symbol?
We see. It is still, I would say, something like that. That is the road on which we have to still walk and do that kind of work. I would not speculate, say something now about that, whether... I will pass on that information to consultant.
If I can interrupt both of you on these, I mean, it's a simple, we have a master plan, which is foreseen, one radial and a certain layout disposal. We have a mobility study which was made a few years ago, which tried to make certain assumptions regarding this road layout. And what we are doing now, I mean, we are trying to, since as a group we have to work with the master plan, and that's been a mandate we begin giving. We are trying to see how we implement in the reality, and we are studying the problem that we are going to have in the implementation of this, the feasibility implementation of this.